Heritage. Yep, I happen to think our heritage matters. And heritage is one of the most controversial things that humans do. They create heritage and fight over it often. But there is a National Heritage Week coming soon in Ireland. In fact, it's coming so soon it begins on the 18th of August and it runs for a week, or from the 18th to the 26th of August this year. And it's an initiative which has been set up by an organisation called the Heritage Council. I know absolutely nothing about the Heritage Council, and I'm now using a leaflet which has been given to me this morning in order to do this audioboo. There are going to be 126 events taking place in 50 locations throughout one county of Ireland, that is County Cork. So Cork is a pretty big venue, really, for the Heritage Council initiative. There's going to be stuff happening in Bandon. There's going to be stuff happening in various other parts of the county. And I have no information about the whole of National Heritage Week in Ireland, but if this leaflet is anything to go by, there's going to be quite a lot going on in Ireland. So you might like to, if you're coming to Ireland, you might like to tap into Heritage Week and find out what's going on in the local area that you're in. I'm actually going to go hyper-local with this. I'm going to share with you what's happening down the road from my house, right, in Glanmire. Because I live in County Cork. I live in the outskirts of Cork City. And there are so many different bits here related to Cork City that it would be pointless me trying to summarise them for you. But there isn't so much going on in Glanmire that I can't summarise it for you. So let me give them to you now. There looks to me like there are about six events taking place local to here. So here they are, in no particular order. There is a photographic competition, Heritage Photographic Competition. And it basically runs from Tuesday the 21st, on Wednesday the 22nd, and Friday the 24th. So that means that it doesn't take place on Thursday the 23rd. Right, and it takes place in Glanmire Community Centre, Riverstown, Glanmire. Local people will know where that is. And there's an opportunity to participate in a heritage photographic. They have an interesting way of spelling photographic. No, that's a spelling mistake competition. And it's not suitable for children, it says. Not suitable for children, but there is full wheelchair access. So goodness knows what this is. The local heritage society, called the Glanmire Heritage Society, has a woman called Mary Crowley, whose phone number is 021, that's local from Cork. 353 if you are phoning in from outside Ireland. 21, then 48213 03. So a photographic competition, heritage. Well, that might be interesting. I might go and take a few pics for that. Now, the next part is called a Down Memory Lane. It's all about crochet and knitting. And there's an exhibition and a demonstration. So this says Down Memory Lane 1987, open day. God knows what that is. Again, it comes under the Glanmire Heritage Society, and it's not suitable for children. I'm beginning to get the impression that children are being excluded from heritage. Anyway, it says that seniors, CD, on view, plus crochet and knitting demonstrations. Goodness knows. Well, I won't be going in for the crochet and knitting demonstration. I might go in and see the exhibition, though. Now, then there's a slideshow on Tuesday, 21st, at 7:30 in the evening. There's a slideshow, and it's a slideshow of local historic houses. Now, this is really quite interesting to me, local historic houses around here. But look at this, not suitable for children. I'm getting a little bit incensed here. That's three down, three not suitable for children. Again, Mary Crowley, ring her up. I'll be talking to her after this. Then we get to the next one, which is called Headline. And again, it's at 8:15, the same evening. In the same place. Oh, that looks like it might be a good evening. It's called Storyteller. Shanachai, if those of you who want to know, it's S-E-A-N-C-H-A-I, Shanachai. And Scaly, S-C-E-A-L-A-I. I'm not actually familiar with the word Scaly, but it's raconteur and storytelling. And it is suitable for children. It is suitable for children. So thank goodness we got something suitable for children. in item number four. Item number five is called Guided Heritage Walk, and it's taking place on Wednesday the 22nd, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's a guided local walk, and it is suitable for children. And there is full wheelchair access. Interesting to see where the Heritage Walk will go that's got full wheelchair access. Anyway, it's the Heritage Society again, and it's Mary Crowley, and her phone number you have already. And then I'll give you the last one, if I have got it right. Oh no, I've got three more. I've got Set Dancing, those of you into dancing. Wednesday the 22nd at 8 o'clock and 8:30 in the evening. We've got Set Dancing, suitable for children, full wheelchair access, and again, it's Mary Crowley. That's excellent. Hey, there's a poetry reading. Now, that's going to be interesting. I'm going to ring Mary Crowley about this. Maybe I could read some poetry at it. Poetry reading, Wednesday the 22nd at 8:15. So we have Set Dancing at 8 o'clock and 8:30, and in between, we've got a poetry reading at 20:15. Now, maybe there are different rooms going on. Anyway, we've got later on that evening, we get into the full swing of the evening, we've got a community sing-along. Yeah, community singing. It's suitable for children. Thank goodness. Excellent. And then on Friday, this is the last one, I promise you. On Friday the 24th, there's a musical evening in, again, the local community centre here, Riverstown Glenmire. A musical evening with local artists. A-R-T-I-S-T-E-S, participating, suitable for children. So, okay, Mary, I'll let you off if you like. 1, 2, 3, 4 suitable, 5 suitable for children, 6 suitable for children, and only 3 not suitable for children. So there we are, Glenmire Heritage Week. And I must read and see where some of the places, what else they have. But I'm going to do my best to participate in this and give support. You know, and I must find out what the Heritage Council is. So if anyone from the Heritage Council finds out about this, I see you're on Twitter and Facebook. I must go and find out more about you. Anyway, thanks very much. That's a local effort in Ireland. And I do actually strongly believe that heritage is terribly important. And the fact that it has divided people all over the world since time immemorial shouldn't actually change that at all.